Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
The Patriots showing an all-out pressure look. Here they come. Smith protected, hoisted to the end zone. Wide open, Tucker. Touchdown. 26 yards on a perfectly thrown pass from Smith.
High noon-ish. Jones and Keefe here on a Patriots Monday, WEEI. Taking your phone calls, 617-779-7937. We've talked to Hunter Henry today. We talked to Christian Ellis today. We went around the league in what happened earlier today.
Busy, busy.
If you missed any of it, it's on the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can use the rewind feature to go back to listen to anything, including Mike Vrabel this morning with the Greg Hill Show. You can also listen live on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. Drake May will be on afternoons today talking with the guys. So keep it locked here to WEEI all day long. Unacceptable, I would say, loss for the Patriots. Keith, yesterday, the offense looked poor. The defense got shredded by Geno Smith. Turnovers, penalties, not ready to go. Week one loss. Unacceptable.
Yeah, you can count maybe on one hand, and you'll have room to spare of like guys who played well, guys played better than you thought. And one of the things I kept harping on for the reason I was positive about the Patriots this season was the schedule was very easy. They had an easy schedule. And there you go. Week one, you're at home, and you're taking on a team that is not great either. They're you know, coming off a bad year. They've made a lot of changes themselves. They have a new head coach. They have a new quarterback. They have a lot of new pieces. You know, you're the slight favorite at home. Like, this is one of the games I thought they would win. They don't, and it's also just how they looked in the second half and how the offense got worse. They only scored 10 points in the first half, so it's not like they were, like, setting this crazy pace.
No.
But they had a lead at the half. So that's another way to look at it. It's like, all right, you're up to start the second half at home, and you lose the game. And, you know, it felt like you really lost that game by two possessions. I know they kicked the field goal to try to get the onside.
Yeah, it was all kind of fake.
Yeah, it was. It was. It really was at the end. And a lot of the yards that Drake May had were all pretty fake. The Raiders had that game won the final handful of possessions in the fourth quarter. But, no, what stands out to me was just how the offense was so ineffective. You know, they pick up a first down, but then they throw a pick to start the second half. And then it's just punts, punt city, punt, punt, punt. There might have been a turnover on downs mixed in there, but instead they had a false start by Will Campbell, who, mixed bag, you can't say he was bad, but he certainly wasn't great. He was fine, right? We thought it could have been a lot worse going up against Max Crosby and you know, some
it could
of
have been
guys.
Worse. I think the offensive line yesterday was fine. I thought two false starts and you give up a sack.
True, no,
one of them was a strip sack that you luckily fell on top of. Like,
yeah,
I didn't think it was great out of him, but I thought overall the line gave May some time to throw.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to say they were great, but
they weren't.
I wouldn't put Drake May's poor performance all on the O-line. Campbell specifically, I wanted a little more out of him, but it's his debut. I understand there's some leeway there. You mentioned the second half drives, Keith. They went 6-for-36 pick. That was with the ball to start the second half to put some distance between you and the Raiders.
Yeah, good points. Not only that, you're up three and you get the ball to start the second half.
And you did nothing on your final possession of the first half where you could have done the old double score. They did not. Mm-hmm. Next drive, three plays, minus 1 yard punt. Drive after that, three plays, 3 yards, punt. Six plays, 19 yards, punt. Five plays, 16 yards, punt. That was one, and we can get to Vrabel on this coming up, but Vrabel after the game, and even this morning with Wiggy, was defending his thought process. They were going to go for it on 4th and 5.
Yeah.
It was 4th and 10. He decided to punt. What'd you think of that?
At that stage of the game, they had nothing going. I probably would have gone for it, honestly. But at 4th and 5, I thought it was the right call. Go for it. 4th and 10.
4th and 5, you 100% go for it. 4th and 10. Look, your offense wasn't getting hardly 3 yards at a time, never mind 10 yards at a time.
Yeah.
Whether you
agree, but I just thought with the time, I'll double check the time. There wasn't a ton
was
of
about,
time.
It was about 5 minutes, 4:50 something.
Yeah. So, like, you need two possessions. So, I don't know. At that point,
they had all their timeouts. You can agree or disagree. I would lean towards they should have gone for it. But at bare minimum, we can all agree it wasn't very aggressive from Vrabel. Mm-hmm. I think we can all agree with that. And then they had their field goal drive, which was largely meaningless at the end of the game. They have the onside kick trickle out of bounds. They lose. So, yeah, I would just say it's unacceptable. They were supposed to win that game yesterday. They were favored.
Yeah.
They are a team that I have in the playoffs, you have in the playoffs, Keith. They were favored at 11 games entering the year. I don't know how much that flipped based on what we saw in week one. You got carved up again by Geno Smith. And, yeah, none of that's acceptable. Now, we went through and projected. We're obviously great at projecting things.
So far, so good.
We both had them beating the Raiders. We also both had them losing week two at Miami.
Yeah, that looks a lot different after this performance. Although it's
currently
the NFL.
1.5-point dogs at Miami.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, the Patriots did not play well.
I know, but the Dolphins arguably look like the worst team in the league.
No, I know. Well, the Patriots home field gives Patriots you three points, 2.5, 3 points.
Maybe right there behind them. But, okay, here's what I'll say. I didn't expect them to win in Miami. That's a tough place to go, even when you had Tom Brady and rolling. That's a tough place to go, especially in September. If you win that game, then you're kind of right where we expected. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't feel as good about that game even despite how Miami looked yesterday. That's a tough place to play.
No, it's tough however you look at it because, yeah, it is one game, right? So that's always the case in the NFL. There are a lot of examples of teams looking really good week one and then falling apart, or the flip side of that also being true. But I'm trying to figure out right now what's going to give you a lot of confidence that the offense really turns things around. You know, the offense I never thought was going to be great. I thought even this year their ceiling – was like maybe they creep into like the 16, like middle of the pack offense as it relates to the rest of the NFL. This game doesn't give you a lot of confidence with that, right? It just doesn't.
No.
Like defensively, they also weren't great, right? Like I think more of the focus is on the offense as it should be. But the only thing that stopped Brock Bowers was an injury. Jacoby Myers was picking up first downs every other time. Geno Smith carved him up.
362.
Yeah.
That's the second year in a row Geno Smith has carved you up, walked into your building, and beat you. Geno Smith.
I mean, he stopped the run. I guess you'll take that.
They did stop the run. Genty didn't look great.
No, he didn't. So I guess if you want to highlight something, they did do that. They had four sacks and a pick. So, like, they had some moments. Oh, Harold Landry was good.
Oh, let me give you this. Phil had a good stat that he tweeted out. You tell me if these metrics line up. Yesterday, the Patriots blitzed at the third highest rate in the league, 44%. Okay? So the third highest blitz rate in the league.
Okay.
They had the fifth best sack rate. So they blitzed the third most, but they were fifth best in sacks. Okay, those kind of correlate.
That's fine. Yep.
10th best pressure rate. That's starting to slip a little bit.
Yeah, it is.
So you blitz a ton, fifth in sacks, 10th in pressure rate. They allowed the eighth worst EPA per play, which means it was a boom or bust day. Geno Smith had 9 completions of 20 plus yards yesterday.
Yeah, he completed what, 70% of his passes?
If the pressure didn't get you pressured at a very high rate, you blitzed at a very high rate. If the pressure didn't get home, you were giving up big plays left and right. So maybe go back to the drawing board on that one. I don't know.
Yeah. No, it wasn't great. Now, I guess if you just look at the bare bones of it, you're like, hey, they allowed 20 points. Like, should you be able to win games when you give up 20 points? Honestly, for this offense, probably right on that line.
Yeah.
You know, you might even need to do better than that. They invested most of their money this offseason into the defense. The defense needs to be better. Like, if you're just saying the two sides, they need to be better. Also, we haven't mentioned this. You mix in a nice missed field goal. This team can't be doing that.
No, they have a type when it comes to drafting kickers.
I was already going into the season worried about him. He gives you zero confidence seeing him line up to kick. You're like, no thanks.
And a lot of people yesterday were like, they had a kicking competition, and the guy who won the competition didn't get the roster spot.
Correct.
So, yeah, this is what you get.
This could have been a game that came back to bite him. It didn't really. Although, maybe it does. If you play it out, I know there's the butterfly effect, so maybe it doesn't all go the same way. But if he makes that kick... Now, instead of doing the two possession thing at the end, like you have an opportunity to go down and just score a touchdown.
Yeah.
I doubt they do based on the previous 40 minutes of the game, but just saying.
You guys are all jackasses predicting the Patriots to win 9-plus games. Unbelievable. That's a text line. The over-under is 8.5.
It was. So I don't know. So everybody in the over is a jackass, which is fine. We may all be.
Yeah, we might all be wrong, but like I don't think it was crazy to say they could win 9 or 10 games. Their over-under was 8.5.
Yeah.
So if you bet the under, good for you. It looks good after 1 week. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that was like a ridiculous thing to say. 617-779-7937.
Oh, yeah. Take this one.
Let's go to Raider Rick in the great state of Vermont. Hello, Raider Rick.
Raider Rick.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I really appreciate it. I appreciate your show. And just want to make a couple of quick points. First of all, I'm not a Patriots fan, but I'm too old to be a hater. I got a lot of respect for your franchise and the championships you've won in the last 20 years. Your team has won more championships than the Raiders have had winning records in the last two decades. So you're talking to the biggest Raiders fan on the East Coast, and I was thrilled with yesterday's game.
Wow.
My first point, guys, is I think the Raiders are seriously underestimated this year. I think they have a much better team, beginning with their head coach, than a lot of people have been giving them credit for. Yeah, they're a four-win team last year, but they revamped everything, including, as you know, Tom Brady, minority owner, Pete Carroll, head coach, Super Bowl-winning coach, a national championship on the college level winning coach. He's got a specific philosophy, and the Raiders have bought in. And they got Geno Smith, who's a little bit better than a journeyman quarterback. I mean, you've been saying it all morning. He carved up the Patriots for almost 400 yards in the rain yesterday. And the Raiders have an excellent receiving core. I mean, they've got Bowers. Everyone knows about him.
Yeah,
but they've got Michael Mayer. Michael Mayer was the number one tight end draft pick the year before. They got
Raider Jacoby. Rick, we're losing. We're losing Bowers. I'll give you Bowers.
We're losing the thread here, yeah. Raider Rick.
I'll give you Bowers.
Okay. How about this? Jacoby Myers, right?
Yeah, how about
over 1,000 yards receiving for the first time last year when the quarterback was Minshew, for goodness sake. Now we've got Geno Smith. But my overall point is I think the Raiders are a lot better than people are giving them credit for. And going back to the Patriots.
No, there it is. Patriots lost to a much better team is what his
Raiders
subject line
said.
There it is. Yeah, okay, Raiders are good.
They look pretty good. I'm not ready to say that they are good.
Did they look pretty good? They just look better than the Patriots. They
Geno
look pretty
Smith
good.
Looked pretty good. Yeah. Bowers looked pretty good. Myers looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. The defense didn't do anything crazy, but they did enough. They only allowed 13 points.
He mentioned Pete Carroll. Actually, he mentioned a lot of stuff in there, but he mentioned Pete Carroll.
Michael Mayer.
Oldest coach in the history of the league, officially, as of yesterday.
Yeah, but he's a young 85.
He doesn't look
Greg, bro.
Yeah, whatever he is, 73, 74. If you want to say advantage Pete Carroll or the Raiders made a better hire, Tom Brady made a better hire than you did, I'm willing to listen today.
It is kind of funny, though, if you're Robert Kraft, just thinking about that aspect of it, you're like, Pete Carroll just came in here and got a win, and Tom Brady, like, co-owns that team. Like, that is, talk about, like, life comes at you fast.
Yep.
You're like, wait a minute, we just put up a statue for this guy. The team he owns, we're supposed to beat, we don't.
Nope.
Come in here, first win ever in Gillette Stadium for the Raiders. They've never come into Gillette and won.
Wow, is that true? They've never won in this building.
No, it was one of the keys. Where the hell were you on Friday?
It was a long time ago. I already forgot.
That was one of the best keys.
It's a long weekend.
Yeah, that's true.
So, okay, first win in the building. What do you know?
Yep.
Mike is in Haverhill. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing pretty great.
Good. So I just wanted to say I think you guys are outstanding. I work in the medical field overnight, and oftentimes I come home in the morning when I probably should be in bed, and I end up spending a lot more time awake listening to all three shows on EEI because I think you guys provide a great source of entertainment every day.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. That'll be a promo we'll run soon.
Yeah, I just want to talk a little bit about yesterday's game and my overall take about the Patriots and what's going on. I think the honeymoon period with Drake May needs to be over. I know he played 8 games last year, but honestly, I think even if he started last year, I mean, I know we had Bishop in there. Look at Brady and you look at some of the other great quarterbacks and you talk about the eye test and the it factor.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever you want to say about Vrabel or the previous administration, you know, when it comes to improvising and when it comes to making plays that maybe is not like in the script or what's called on the sideline, the bottom line is when you look at someone like Drake May, how many times does he, you know, do you get the impression that, you know, he's the kind of quarterback who's going to say, guys, jump on my shoulders and I got this?
No, Mike. So let me give you a stat. And it was, he said some very nice things about the show,
yes,
Keith.
Thank you very much.
I think some of the finer points, some of the details, maybe he needs some sleep, Christian Ellis style.
Yeah, true.
He said Michael Bishop. He said Drake May started 8 games last year. So
12,
look,
right?
I don't think it was
13?
Completely polished up on all of his details.
All good.
But to answer his question about Drake May and the honeymoon period, we read you this stat earlier today from Boston Sports Inf on Twitter.
You're saying Nymph?
Inf.
Okay.
He is now, though, Keith, and this is important, he is now at JSGIII22661.
Why? Why is he at that now?
Somebody
what happened?
Somebody quote unquote hacked and stole his account. It says right there in his Twitter bio.
You gotta keep your head on a swivel on this
again,
Twitter.
So give him a follow at JSGIII22661.
How are we sure this is him? How did we even know this?
Well, it's a good stat regardless.
Okay, all right, good stat.
In one possession games in the second half in Drake May's career, 36 for 57, 63%.
Yep.
300 yards. So it's taken him 57 attempts to get to 300 yards. That's trash.
Yeah, not great.
One touchdown.
All right, well.
Five picks.
No, that I don't like.
Quarterback rating of 46.
Rough.
He also lost three fumbles. Easily could have been four. With the one yesterday that Campbell fell on top of. Sacked seven times, minus 36 yards. In 67 pass plays. Thank you. He has eight turnovers and seven negative plays in a one-possession game in the second half in his career. So, to answer his question, is that a guy who's going to put the team on his back? No.
He hasn't yet.
At least not yet.
No, he hasn't yet.
Not even close.
It could happen someday, but that day was not yesterday.
The closest he came was that game in Tennessee where he got to overtime and then went out and threw a pop fly punt of an interception.
You can text the show at any time like this. Here's an interesting stat. Drake May stinks.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Honestly, like, I'm not ready to write off Drake May.
Is this a real text? Guys, let him finish his point. You guys blow hot air out of your ass. That guy was actually awesome. Is that a criticism? We didn't let those callers go long
enough.
Guy,
which one that spoke for 5 minutes did we not let talk about?
The opposite should be the criticism there. Give those guys more time.
Yikes.
Look, one was very, very complimentary of the show. The other, Bragg, is the biggest Raiders fan on the East Coast.
Raider Rick.
Don't spoil Friday.
I'm sorry. I do.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like we gave them good leeway there with their calls. And we'll continue to do that.
It's a good discussion.
At 617-779-7937 here on a Patriots Monday. Let's get more into Drake May, his performance. Why wasn't he better yesterday? Was he not ready to go? Is he just, as the text line points out, he's not very good? We'll get to that right after Trending with Billy Laney.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.